took a pic, now I'm striking the post. Fuck your bitch in the back of the rose. Talking racks, then you know I'm the goat.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
All my niggas, they stick to the code. Love my gang, I can't switch on my bros. Moncler jacket whenever it's cold. Yeah, I'm with the bros. Hey. Came from nothing, we covered in gold. Hey. Slime you out, yeah, you know how it goes. Hey. Monkey jacket, the streets is too cold. Ain't no love for my ops.
Gotcha,
my
bitch.
Foes. Brand new 40 protecting my soul. I be rocking that ass till I'm froze. And my uncle still jugging these bows. Yeah, I know the plug. I've been cross, so I can't show no love. Kick a eye, yellow bitch, you a dub. You too broken, your nigga a scrub.
Damn, son, like where'd you find this?
Yeah, rich bitch and all the above. If he played it,
bam,
he
bam, 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 bam.
And my niggas got rich, all these drugs. Yeah, take a pic, now I'm striking the post.
Okay.
Fuck your bitch in the back of the road.
Okay.
Talking racks, then you know I'm the goat.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, back on the road. All my niggas, they stick to the code. Love my gang, I can't switch on my bros.
Keep
the
change, you filthy animal. Bam, 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 bam.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey. Gunshot, gunshot.
Bah, 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 bah. Hey, what it do, what it is, man. This is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast. Once again, man, we coming back. Boy, it's your boy, Olansky. Yeah. One eye in person, three eyes on Instagram. Cha-chair.
Yeah, it's your boy, J-Dot, you know, J.HCDB on IG.
And you know who it is, your dog, Flamesp, Flamesp36 on IG. Fuck with your dog.
Gotcha, bitch.
Hey, you already know what it is, man.
Bullet. And
gunshot. Bah, bah, kneecap. Ah. So, today we started off this Dirtbags episode with Reezy Ree featuring Third World called Strike a Pose, man. That's unreleased. So, shout out to them for letting us get it early and
putting
it to our listeners, man. You know, today we started off that song because it was exclusive and we wanted to listen to it, man. So, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? No.
Yep.
New fire.
We do what we want.
You know what I'm saying? And we are reporting live from the world now after COVID and shit. And it's still getting crazier. Motherfuckers is going crazy, going outside. Some motherfuckers is still chilling.
COVID, I mean, about to spin the block like a nigga in the drive-by.
Yeah.
Who missed? And like, I ain't get everybody. I'm coming right back around.
Facts.
Y'all like, niggas is still outside? Oh, word?
They on live right now. Everybody on live like, like, yo, who that is? That's COVID peeping out the window. That motherfucker.
Remember that scene in, what was it, Menace to Society, when them niggas was sitting in the car loading up, smoking? That's COVID. That's what COVID doing right now.
Damn. Facts.
Sitting, waiting on niggas to come outside. It's going to spin the block in slow motion.
COVID looking like the nigga off of fucking Belly. Talk about, I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. Yeah. Looking at everybody on the beach is like, I don't like
that
shit.
Them niggas having fun? I don't like that shit.
I don't like that shit at all.
I don't like that shit.
Hey, man, you better be safe out here, man, because this shit is still going on, man. Like, shit. And actually, my boy Flames P surprised me because he said he cooling out for the rest of the year. And before, he was saying, oh, man, I don't believe that shit here until my nigga Trigger got it.
Oh.
Now,
this
is it. Oh, no, I still don't believe that shit. But I ain't stupid enough to just be like, willy-nilly, nigga.
Like, cool. No, I don't believe I'm it, cool. But I believe it.
Yeah, no, I'm just cool. I'm cool on that. I'm cool on everything. I can afford to sit out.
I don't blame you, bro.
I be looking at the damn, you know, on Instagram and shit, everybody in the clubs and
swag surfing and
beach
shit.
And everywhere.
Shoulder to shoulder. Dapping up.
No mask in sight.
Niggas out here, dog. Hey, man, niggas didn't wear condoms, so I be damned. I know if niggas ain't going to be wearing masks, man.
Niggas got tired of being in the house, and they just said, fuck it.
Fuck it. I'd rather die now.
I still don't go out without a mask, but shit.
That's how I am. Motherfuckers be looking at me like I'm stupid. Like, I'm not wearing that shit. Like, yeah, you sit there and say that shit till you catch one, that motherfucker, bro.
I mean, I don't know how valid that whole mask shit is. Because first they was saying, wear your mask. Then they was saying, well, masks don't really do much. Then they said, yeah, wear your mask. If it make you feel better, not, you know, so who knows?
Shit, my nigga DL passed out off stage the other day. Oh, that nigga got it.
Shout out to DL. I hope you recover soon, man.
That motherfucker laid out.
Novak Djokovic, the tennis nigga, he got it. Now he in quarantine.
Shit, a whole bunch of Clemson football players got it, too.
Shit. Some football players and got it, NFL niggas. So, you know, baseball. Everybody getting it. Everybody getting it, man.
But luckily, you know what I'm saying, the High Class Dirtbags are still here and to give you joy and bring you entertainment to your motherfucking world, man.
Yeah. Somebody got to stay home.
Yeah, man. And hey, we here. It's lit. We still trying to do the comedy show. So if you're in Atlanta, you know, come holler at us and take part of that.
Yeah, if you're a comedian, in too, you know.
Yeah, yeah, we definitely looking for more comedians to be on.
There will be more.
But we're still trying to figure out dates because, like we said, this shit's crazy right now, and I'm not in a rush to be in a big ass crowd. Mm-mm. Like, to be honest with you.
For real? Nigga ain't got, man. Shit, I don't like crowds like that. No way. So
I mean, I got kids, man. So, like, shit, me personally, like, I feel bad as fuck if, like, I get it and I give it to my kids type shit. That's where I'm coming from. Like, I don't want to get it and pass it off to somebody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I personally, you know what I'm saying? If I was to get it, you know, that it's Laura's will, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be. But I just don't want to have to. I don't want to get it and pass it off to somebody, and then somebody succumb to it, and then I'ma feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's like setting a nigga up. Like, you setting a nigga up? like, for real, man. Yeah, you setting a nigga up to go sell a pack to some Jack boys? You already know what's gonna happen, bro.
But you don't know. You know, a lot of people don't even know if they got it or not. They just be around motherfuckers.
Yeah, dog. And that's the thing, though, man. Like, a lot of shit, you know, a lot of shit's changing, man. But we good, though, man. Everything is good, man. It's blessed, man. It was Father's Day, man. Shout out to all the non-puller outers out there.
Shout out to fathers.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all, man. And I ain't talking about no women. Talk about Happy Father's Day.
Man,
like,
come
I ain't,
on, man.
Luckily, I ain't had to see that.
Dog. Let us get something.
This was the first year, I think, because all the, especially because all the pro-black shit going on, we are not breaking each other down anymore. So I think this was the first year that I genuinely did not see I am my son's father.
Shit, I see his
mother. Hey, happy late Juneteenth. How about that?
Oh yeah, definitely Juneteenth.
You know what I'm saying? And furthermore, like, I hope
niggas,
I hope
they ain't never heard of Juneteenth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Juneteenth been forever, but
I'm from Charleston.
I heard it would never was. I hope it turns into a holiday, and I hope, like, when it gets celebrated, like, we keep in mind what we celebrating, and you know, we keep it nonviolent. And we show each other love on that day. Cause that's our day.
That's all I did on Juneteenth was positive posts, man. I ain't share no negative stories. I ain't, you know, I make no share no funny memes that could have been taken away as negative. You know what I'm saying? It was nothing but positivity on Juneteenth.
Cause you know, shit get crazy during holidays and shit for niggas, especially if it's like a summertime holiday cookout type shit.
I was about to say, tell Chicago that.
That's what I was about to say. That's what was leading me to Chicago. What happened in Chicago,
fam? Niggas ain't nobody shot on Juneteenth, but then as soon as the fucking Father's Day hit, man.
100, was it like 100-something people?
Niggas.
Wasn't it like 100-something?
Yeah. Since a long time.
It ain't even, come on, man.
This shit the wildest shit ever.
I can't even. Issues.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
And
shit,
I guarantee you, a lot of the people that passed away, you know what I'm saying, due to gun violence in Chicago this past weekend, were actually fathers too. You know what I'm saying? So now you got kids growing up without their father that lost their father on Father's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's already tough if you don't got your father with you on Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? It's already tough. So, you know, you talk about something that senseless act of violence, man. Man, we got to do better.
Man, they black, man.
That's the point, man. Like, we can't keep doing this shit in the midst of them killing us too. We can't do that. We that's backward. That's moving backwards. Nah, even though it's in one place of the country, it still reflect on all of us at the end of the day.
And honestly, it also takes away from the message that we're trying to send because, you know, you got those people that be like, okay, so you talk about anti-police brutality against black people, but what about 100 people that just got killed in Chicago? You know what I'm saying? They automatically use shit like that.
You're giving them ammo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so come on, man. We got to do better, man. We got to cherish each other, man.
Right, that's
like,
bullshit.
Like, we could take it back to the
fight it out.
Yeah,
you know
man, that's what I'm saying.
If you got a problem with a nigga, fight it out. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Speaking of which.
Talk it out.
So what, you going to have to see him again? Talk it out. Yeah, you can
niggas
talk.
Do not
want to
fight, dog.
Especially if it's so about crazy. A little bit of money or it's about some bullshit a nigga said. A lot of times it's some shit a nigga said.
A lot of shit be a misunderstanding, dog.
Come on, man.
Somebody took something out of context or something. Nah, I ain't mean it like that. Or vice versa. Like, you know, people gotta understand, like, dog, you can sit down and have a conversation with somebody.
It's by example. Like, niggas got. Did you hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's said by example. Like, yeah, niggas gotta learn how to resolve conflicts. That's like. Niggas don't know how to resolve a conflict without taking it straight to war. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready for war on a nigga. Like, it's ways around that shit, my G.
I spilled the ashtray, my bad.
It's ways around that shit, man. It ain't always got to result to gun clapping.
Nah,
like,
for real,
nine
man.
Times out of ten, that it shit can be handled.
Because when the other motherfuckers do that shit to us, then y'all want to talk about the shit.
Right.
I don't get that. When your own people do some shit,
the same niggas that's doing, yeah, the same
you don't
niggas
don't
want to
talk about nothing. You won't go ride, you won't, you know, kill something, do something, But then when the motherfucking other people, the people who really fucking us over, when they do something like the police or, you know what I'm saying, the, you know, white supremacists, whatever, when they do something, oh, let's talk about it. Hell no. Nah, had I seen
it? I mean, it's convenient principles, man. We living in a time of convenient principles, man. Just like the whole, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like, I mean, we could talk about snitching, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's different forms of snitching, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's different forms of snitching, but the term that a lot of people get caught up on, like, is the street definition of snitching. If you in these streets, you should not be talking to the cops. You should not be doing anything. Now, and then it gets, the line gets blurred because, you know, civilians don't.
It don't get blurred because, shit, civilian shit, if you won't tell, you know what I'm saying, it's a different mantra. You know what I'm saying? If a civilian tell...
It's a civilian, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but some motherfuckers want to be street dudes and civilians. You know what I'm saying? So then they try to.
Yeah, you want to adapt. You want to adopt the street culture, but you a regular 9-to-5 nigga.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
You can't do that because you now you playing in both fields. You really can't do that. Like the nigga said, like you if you ain't in the street culture, you can't adopt street culture rules.
Facts, man.
If you're not out here moving against the law.
Yeah, unless you're going to abide by it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all of them. And not just that particular one. That's all of them.
And that's what a lot of things is happening, man. Like, I think that's why we got a lot of this violence and shit. You know, not a lot, but, you know, some of the violence we got is because niggas is jumping in these streets and not even just to do it. They ain't got to be street. They just do it. You know what I'm saying? And then they don't move the right way, man. You know, so, but there is a cop, though, that I saw on TikTok that was whiffing weights talking about, I'll fuck anybody
oh,
up.
I seen that
nigga. Was talking about,
oh,
I'm a bitch ass
back,
nigga.
He backpedaled real
quick.
Yeah,
but then niggas changed the, like, what he, context of what he said, because he said, any motherfucker that see me in my uniform say, take my uniform off and I'll fuck you up. He was like, well, we can gladly step in the ring and I'll box you, right? Big swole motherfucker. Somebody retweeted the video, but then put, cop calls out Antifa and BLM, and then that's why he backpedaled. Like, hold on, nah, I didn't call that. Antifa and BLM out. I was just saying, if they're stupid motherfuckers, I never said black.
Yeah, I just heard he was like, man, I got boxers in my DM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, I got motherfuckers.
Because a nigga like Adrian Brown would be like, nigga, when he see you in your badge, he'll be like, nigga, let's box.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure them was the niggas who was in his DM. Yeah. Adrian Broder, I'm sure AB jumped in there.
Yeah, like, so he was like, yeah, I'm talking about the people. He's like, I got niggas that been boxing for 300 years in my DMs. I was like, what you think, dog?
Professional boxers, yeah, you was talking shit. Yeah,
you talking
shit,
all
brother.
That pop shit, dog. That's what I'm saying. You a cop, stay on that side, dog.
Yeah.
You don't need to be making viral videos challenging niggas to fight.
Because
you're going to get your ass whooped.
It's niggas out here that will whoop your ass, man.
Because you know how many niggas I would square with a cop. If they gave me the opportunity to be like, all right, you can either eat this ticket or step in the ring and fight this motherfucker, dog. I'll probably take fight.
I'm
going to
take the ring 9 times out of 10.
like I'm going to take the ring, dog.
You see some of these cops out here? Nine times out of 10, I'm taking the ring.
Nigga, you got to be a solid-ass cop, dog. Be like, oh, that nigga got 32.
Yeah, you
got
to be a task force type nigga. Like, you trying to make lieutenant type nigga. Like,
nigga,
all the rest of these motherfuckers who just go to work? Nah,
that nigga got 388
my chances is pretty fair. Yeah, the RoboCop niggas, nah.
Yeah,
I'm going to think twice about them niggas that live for that shit.
Yeah,
they train
I square
him.
Up, dog. Them boy be like, "Hey, man,
I take my chances."
Yeah, I square up, dog. Even if that means even if I lose the fight, dog, I get to punch a cop in his mouth at least a couple times, dog. I'll take that, dog. Yeah. I'll take that all day, dog. I'll take that, dog. Yeah. No guns, no nothing. Yeah, we can square up, bro. Yeah, so man, if you a cop and you want to square up, dog, fuck it, dog. Let's square up, dog. We'll make the tickets go to charity or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Right, fuck it. I just
loser pay the ticket.
Yeah.
Loser pay the fine.
Loser pay the. They gotta fire the cop after three wrong fights, dog. Like UFC, nigga lose 3 times in a row. Like, man, we gotta let you go, man. Like, what?
You unfit.
You unfit to be in the league.
We got to put you behind the desk.
There ain't gonna be no cops then.
They gonna put him behind the desk. That's a swap him out for a new nigga.
Yeah, then the new nigga come in 388-0. Nigga knocking everybody out. Like, yeah, man. Like, you gonna take the ticket? Yeah, I'll just take the ticket.
Yeah, how much is it? Yeah, can I pay online?
Yeah, I got you.
Should you take cash out? Like, I'll give it to you right now.
Can I pay
now.
On my phone? Can I pay online right now? I'll pay it right now.
All right, man. Speaking of streets and codes, man, we ain't talked about it, but I got to, man. Tekashi came out, dog.
Oh, shit.
That nigga came out and blew the fuck up even more.
I seen him yesterday.
Who?
Snitch boy.
I seen him yesterday. Stuart Little.
funny rainbow hair rat dude.
That was funny.
From New York.
Well,
they told on a whole bunch of undisclosed gang members.
One thing's for sure, people don't really give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that whole street shit, like, that shit.
This nigga has got a Billboard number one out. How about that?
Like, music, like, rap music, you know what I'm saying? The street music, trap music, you know what I'm saying? Has blended so well into pop culture that motherfuckers are blending, you know what I'm saying, regular life with street culture, dog. And it's not really working out, man. And
the funny thing is, like, when he got out, everybody was rat this, rat, fuck this nigga. Ah. And then, like, he came out with a song, and then I started slowly seeing comments change, like, well, he can't still make music.
Yeah.
Well, you can't deny the music. I'm like, oh, here y'all motherfuckers go.
Nigga said, I said that, dog. I said the nigga was going to come home and probably be even bigger, dog.
That's funny.
I didn't think I knew who y'all talking about.
I don't know if he going to be even bigger, but.
He debuted number one.
He got a heat, yeah.
Two number one singles straight out the gate, bro.
Yeah.
And he gave Nicki Minaj her first number one single.
She ain't never had one?
First debut number one single. Like, debut as the number one song.
Oh, shit.
Like, the second it's finally available on the charts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, well, you know.
I think her highest was, like, number two or three.
The music industry don't got no street code.
Nah.
So, you know, and they use the streets, though. A lot of people that buy music don't live by the street code. So, ergo, this is what happens. Like, he can continue to be successful because the fan base. He has fans still. They don't give a fuck that he told. They not from the streets, so they looking at it from a regular person's perspective, and it makes sense to them. To everybody who in the streets or live by the street code or want to claim they from the streets and all that shit, they live by a different code. They thinking by a different code. Therefore, he's a different type of nigga to them. So,
facts.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Facts.
It is what it is, though.
Nah, man. That motherfucker, hey, man.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird as fuck, bro.
It is what it
is. It's a new day and age, man. I mean, I guess I'm an old nigga now, man.
Hey, I'm sure it's a lot of rappers out there that did some pussy shit against the code that we just don't know about. You know? And they still successful. They still making money. They still got fans and they still touring. So, I mean, he just did it in the public eye and it was like in the court, the biggest type of thing you could do in the street, like the worst type of thing you can do in the streets is tell on somebody, and that's what he did. So, you know, he at the top of the list.
Nah, that motherfucker is out here, bro.
He at the top of the list. Past all the mafia cats, niggas rap about snitching and all that. He is at the top of the list now.
That motherfucker, man, it's...
Hey,
it's
God bless whoever y'all talking about.
Man, you know who we talking about.
I ain't said his name. I ain't said his name.
You know who we talking about.
I didn't say God bless him.
But you know, we know.
I mean, shit. Hey, man. I just think it's a wild-ass world we living in, bro. Wild, man. 2020 has been the weirdest motherfucking year ever, bro. Like, this shit ain't over with yet. We only halfway through.
This shit don't even seem real, nigga.
Like, this shit, you know.
It don't even seem real. It's like, what's next? Like, niggas is talking about they not playing sports and shit. Like, they trying to push these sports to play, but niggas is like, we ain't playing.
What's next? Them niggas just came out with an article the other day I saw on CNN or BBC. Talking about some dang on, scientists have found 36 other life forms, extraterrestrial life forms. Are inhabitable Earth-like planets with life forms on it.
Since when? Like, how?
Like, y'all wilder, bro.
So y'all just found this out,
they,
right?
They gonna give us aliens next, bro.
Always perfect. You know,
them niggas good.
Somebody gonna hold a press conference and admit to being an alien.
Everything that always happened, they always had the perfect timing for it.
They know everything already. They're just giving it to us.
Aliens about to come, like, y'all have completely fucked this up.
We gotta delete the whole shit.
Yeah, he's like, we thought we could save a couple with heaven or hell. But yeah. I'm gonna be real with y'all. This whole place.
Like, look who your fucking president is. This is what y'all did? We going backwards like a motherfucker, man.
Them motherfuckers looking at like, y'all motherfuckers wild, man.
Whoever that is the dude who created The Simpsons.
Facts.
This nigga predict every fucking
thing.
Yeah,
the aliens. The aliens must have created The Simpsons because it's been the longest show on since I was born. Damn near.
Them niggas ain't never been wrong about
that. And they always predicting some shit.
Nah, they always predict everything right.
So how?
I started watching The Simpsons more. I like start going back. Like, nigga, let me see if I missed something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, what's going
so
on?
So after like, Trump became president on this shit, like, let me see the episodes after that.
I'm trying to tell you, we about happened. To get them aliens with the heads in the jar, dog. We about to get
like
them.
Like Mars Attacks.
Man,
that shit was dope, bro.
Man.
Fuck it, man.
But you know how to kill them.
Yeah, we know how to kill them.
Oh, yeah. If them niggas come, they try to get rid of us, dog. That's why I'm like, shit.
Bust them little.
Y'all motherfuckers better stop looking for them niggas, dog.
Helmets they had on.
Y'all find them motherfucking aliens if you want to. They going to be like, oh, we didn't know y'all was there.
Nah, they know already. They got them already. How you think we got iPads and shit?
Yeah, that is weird. Niggas used to be on stones and tablets and shit. Now niggas is like, iPad. Yo. Now niggas is like, yo.
This is I can touch this and do all kind of crazy shit. Who taught you that? Who taught you how to do that? Like, who said, like, put this on this and put this together with this and it makes that? You know what I'm saying? They had to get the blueprint from somewhere. I know motherfuckers are smart, but y'all niggas ain't that smart.
Nigga probably have a heart attack. You go get a caveman from back in them days. You bring him here. What the fuck is going on?
He'd be scared of everything. He'd be scared of everything. You show him a lighter and shit. Motherfucker lose his mind. Think you a wizard and shit.
Hell yeah, no.
Think you God.
Take that nigga to a restaurant. Like, yo. That nigga like, oh, shit. Like, yeah, nigga.
You gonna flip out. Yeah.
Magic, nigga. This is magic. Nah, it's technology, man. Man, I'm just, hey, man, what a time to be alive, man. What a time to be alive, man. Your boy J. Cole came out with a song called Snow on the Bluff. Apparently that came in, a lot of people felt he disrespected a chick named No Name. Some conscious chick.
I ain't heard of
it. Oh, her name is No Name?
Yeah, her name is No Name.
She a rapper?
Yeah, she came out, she made a tweet saying where niggas got whole catalogs talking about Black Power and shit like that, but are silent during times like this.
When the man was like just Kendrick, walking down the street with no folk. Like,
Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, and then he came out with a song called Snow on the Bluff, where he basically was like, like, I don't actually read as much people think I do, so like I don't feel like I was equipped or I'm equipped to speak of this topic, even though, you know, I can articulate shit in songs. Like, I'm not, doesn't mean I'm necessarily equipped to talk about this shit on this type of platform. You know what I'm saying? He's like, so, but if I'm wrong, like, educate me and tell me why I'm wrong and shit like that. And he, I appreciate it. They came out and was like, see, that the black man always talking down on the black women. Talk about, you got to build them up.
But what about the black woman always talking down on the black man?
I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this motherfucker's he's responding to her, and he's doing, now he's the one.
I think that's another problem. Like you said, the black woman, I get all the treat your woman like a queen and treat the black woman like a queen, but it seems to me like right now, at this particular moment in our life, and in history and in time, the black woman feels like she's so much entitled to everything that it puts us in a situation where they looking down on us like, we got to climb up out the dirt just to get look good to y'all.
It's just like everybody, even, you know, so the black woman, but every other, like the black man is they always say the black woman is the lowest at the totem pole or whatever. No, it's the black man, dog.
Yeah, the black woman is not the lowest.
Everybody in the fucking world treat us like shit and want us to treat them like gold. And think we should
think about it. You got people of other races that treat us like shit, or that's afraid of us, or that are racist towards us. We always fighting amongst ourselves, and then we got our own women looking down on us, and you know, being opportunists most of all. Like, I think, I don't know, man. Our culture is a little weird right now. Right. Like, the whole black culture is a little weird.
Go listen to that Starlito's Daddy Issue.
Particularly regarding like social media and how we treat it as a people, and like what's important to us on social media, like what's important to us for us to post on social media. It's like we post a lot of dumb shit, man, and it may be funny, it may be entertaining, but at the end of the day, it's dumb shit.
But at the
end of the day, it perpetuates the whole cycle of what we going through as a people and what everybody say we need to let go of. We can't let go of it because it's entertaining to us, and we feed off that shit. Attention. Bitches twerking. You know what I'm saying? Niggas posting money, guns, like shit that don't even matter, bro.
Yeah, I mean, shit. If you go back, nigga, that's always been the shit. Even in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you had the niggas who was dapping, you know, they was taking their pictures.
You absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying?
You absolutely right. But do it, make it right, though.
That's just the mentality of niggas, but, you know, it's just. Everybody got their own fucking, like, mindset of how shit should be, dog. And it's never been, like,
everybody,
like I said, like,
page.
like other races and shit. Like, they have the same, they have a mindset of how shit should be, and it's pretty much all, like, the same shit. Like they all like, all right, this is this is what we were taught and what we were raised on. Most of us wasn't taught or raised on shit. Like we was just, you know, like a lot of shit was broke, like the broken family, and you know, it's a whole lot of you know what I'm saying, things, attributes and shit that attributed to us, you know.
Absolutely.
Not getting that same teaching and all that same guidance or that same structure of, all right, yo, this is what being black is about. Or this is what, you know, being a man or being, you know what I mean, whoever you are, this is what that is about.
And I think for a lot of us being in poverty for so long and having to make do with nothing, like make something out of nothing, I think over time it put us in a mind frame where like we could settle for less because we used to making do with less. So,
yeah,
you know, some of us never want to get out of the situation.
They just want something.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to want something out of life. You can't just be content with, you know, the cycle of like, okay, I lived in this neighborhood, and it been a bad neighborhood since I was a kid. Now I'm going to raise kids in it, and my kids are going to raise their kids in it, and it never changes. Because everybody got the same mentality. Like, you just content with things being how they are. Yeah. So until niggas want to really change shit, that's how things going to be. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. And, you know, somebody told me some real shit a couple days ago, man. Like, somebody was like, yo, I don't get angry no more. I was like, well, shit, why you say that? He was like, because, just long story short, he was like, because he's like, a lot of times when you get angry or frustrated or sad about something, you got to think, like, out of a billion people in this world, you the only motherfucker that's really been out of shape at that point in time about that thing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, and I was just like, okay, so, like, when it comes to small shit, like, I understand that, like, even that, like, when it comes to, like, how the fuck you grew up with nothing and shit like that, a lot of times, niggas got to get over that, bro. Like, because, I mean, it sucks, bro, you know what I'm saying? That's what raised you and shit, but you can't expect other motherfuckers to damn feel sympathetic because you didn't have anything, you know what I'm saying? Or you didn't grow up with nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't expect that. You can't expect that from the world, you know what I'm saying?
But I just think a lot of people like that, like, they, you know, they're not, I ain't gonna say using that as an excuse or whatever, but they don't even know how to go to get something. Like, they don't have a mentality. Like, everybody don't have the same mentality. Like, yo, I'm about to use this and get the fuck on. Or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Get what
I'm
get.
Trying
a
to lot get
of
about
people,
this.
Yeah, you know facts. What I'm saying? A lot of people don't have the mentality facts. To know, like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what, you know.
Or,
what
like, we not supposed to be living like yeah, this. Nobody, like, yeah, you like don't see it, like, because you've been raised in it. So, it's normal.
And they don't know and shit. Like,
it's funny.
I know niggas who I grew up with and shit like that. Or niggas who, you know what I'm saying, from the hood and shit, who ain't never really been out that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So many motherfuckers I know that they ain't never left home. Like, shit, I mean, a lot of times, like, shit, it's weird because, like, growing up for me, like, in poverty, like, I was like, man, I don't think we supposed to be, you know, because everybody's got good, positive attitudes, you know what I'm saying? Even though niggas is really going through nothing and going through a lot and don't have nothing, motherfuckers, everybody around me still had some kind of positive outlook, like, so we still made the best of it, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I get the whole street mentality and, like, hustler mentality. I get it, because I grew up in the hood, but I never understood. It's kind of weird to me when niggas be like, shit, I ain't never had a job. It's kind of like, bro, you ain't never try? Like, you ain't never try to, like, do right or, like, just do something regular or normal? Like, it was always about the money. It was always about, like, chasing fast money. I get it.
My mentality different.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. But it kind of, like, you got to think about that sometimes. Like, bro, that's what's going on in our neighborhoods.
Yeah, bro.
That's how our kids is thinking. Like, they 12, 13.
Yeah,
like,
because you know what?
I ain't never going to get no job. Like, fuck a job.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? Really, shit, we should, I ain't going to say strive. A lot of us should strive to not get a job and to be fucking
entrepreneurs. Yeah.
And that's all those guys are doing. That's all those guys are really doing. Like, man, I ain't working for this motherfucker.
True. I get what you're saying.
I'm about to go get this bitch on my own. But that was the only way they knew how to. And then you see a lot of them guys, and that's who, shit, most of the moguls and all this shit, the music moguls and entertainment guys, and a lot of these guys were those guys that, like, yo, man, I'm not, man, fuck that. I'm about to go get this shit on my own.
Mm.
And when they had that mentality.
Nah, definitely, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But then,
people think different.
I mean, because I don't know, it's weird for me because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. My whole life, is always about both sides of the spectrum. It's like I go through something, you know, on one side of the spectrum, and then I go through the same situation, but just on the other side of the spectrum, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, growing up, poverty and shit, like not having nothing, everybody happy-go-lucky, even though we ain't have nothing, we still striving for better, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was still cool. Like, and I remember just thinking, like, we don't belong, we ain't supposed to be broke, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't, dude, this ain't where we supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? This ain't us, you know what I'm saying? Look at our characters, you know what I'm saying? Like, we wealthy as character, you know, as people, you know, but as far as money, nah. Now, like, being established in my career and shit like that, like, I got survivor's remorse, and I still feel like I don't really belong, if that makes sense, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's the same shit. Like being broke, not feeling like you're supposed to be broke, and then being, you know what I'm saying, kind of successful and not feeling like you're supposed to be kind of successful. So, like, either way, it's not greener on the other side of the grass, man, you know what I'm saying? So, either way, you have to overcome shit, and you got to go through shit to be who the fuck you're supposed to be.
But for me, I learned at an early age that everybody think different.
Like, no, definitely.
Growing up, like, young, like, just looking around, and we all put here in the same place, in the same environment, with the same fucking resources, and the same, you know what I'm saying? Everything's all the same. That we can all, you know, have our portion of it, or what we want as our portion, or whatever. And then you can see around, you know what I'm saying, in the different households or families, and different people, and friends, and relatives, and all that. You can see that people, nobody ever thought the same. Like, nobody ever, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody thought differently. Like, everybody had their own thought of what they thought this was. Like, it could be one dot on the wall, and everyone would have the same, you know what I'm saying, a different thought. So you just got to figure out. To me, I started figuring out how to go about and work around and understanding how people think. And understanding, like, this trains of thought. And why would you think, you know what I'm saying, why would you think of this like that?
No, you got to. I mean, but and that's where I'm at. The older I get, is like I'm more about relatability. You know what I'm saying? Like being able, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I might not understand it. You know what I'm saying? But some kind of way I can relate to it. You know, a situation or whatever like that. But I mean, really, man, I just think, man, everybody just need to get over all that bullshit and just go back to it takes a village. Because the second everybody got off of that, it takes a village mentality to raise kids, and you know what I'm saying, raise a village. And everybody started just being out for self. That's when everything just got really fucked up. Back, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just my personal opinion. But hey, it is what it is. But
you need the teachers, man. You need the. You
nah,
need
we do, man. We need teachers, man.
You need the influencers.
Shit's dying, bro. Like you, like you, man. Shit, dog. Like shit, crazy.
Where the
bro.
OGs at? Like anybody who got knowledge, like, need to be sharing it right now. Like at a certain point, like. If you know a trade, if you know any, like, you know what I'm saying? If you could teach somebody something, somebody that look like you something right now, like, now is the time.
Any information
you have. Yeah, any information you got to share with a nigga, any free game you can give somebody on how they could be successful or, like, make a change in their life for the better, like, financially, especially during this time, like, now is the time to do that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the time to flex on niggas right now, man. It ain't the time to flash no money and do none of that bullshit, like, we got to help each other out right now. Like, whatever you can share with a nigga is worth it.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm sorry. So we talking about, since it's Juneteenth, you know, week or whatever over here at Dirtbag Nation, man, I'm sitting there looking at top black movies or what they say is the top black movies of all time. And
piss me off already.
That's what I was about to
who
say.
Who made the list?
I was about to say, if it's
Rotten
anything,
Tomatoes, man.
If it's anything Tyler
fuck Rotten
Perry,
Tomatoes.
Don't say it.
It's Rotten Tomatoes. Got to be a white dude that wrote this list. There's no way.
Shit.
Black Panther is number one.
No, but a name like Rotten Tomatoes is horrible already.
Nope.
Us is number two.
What?
Black Klansman is number three.
Oh my God.
Of the 21st century. Get Out is number four.
To the 20th,
Spider-Man Into the Universe. Moonlight, Selma, like last, I guess, 20 years.
So, I was gonna say that started in 2020.
The last 20 years?
Yeah,
the
21st
century?
21st century, yeah.
They gotta relax.
12 Years a Slave, Widows, yeah, man.
Widows?
Creed?
Now, don't get me wrong.
Creed?
They all good movies.
No, that's a fact.
They all good movies. They all good movies, and they not. And see, a lot of them not particularly directed towards us, but we in them. Like the Spider-Man joint, you know what I'm saying? Like, we in it, but we ain't. It ain't a black movie.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think movies should only be able to be classified as black movies if it was black cast, black wrote, black written.
Experiences.
Yeah, black crew. Like, that's the only.
That's a black ass movie.
Yeah, that's a black movie.
Coming to America, black movie.
That's a black movie. Coming to America Part 2, black movie.
You know Friday, mean? Black movie.
Any Tyler Perry joints.
Black movie.
Yeah, that's a definite. That's a black ass movie.
That's a black ass movie, for real.
Yeah, that's a, yeah.
But,
yeah, some of them shits he was reaching.
Okay, Black Panther.
It wasn't a black movie, but we made it one.
Yeah, but the director was black, right?
Ryan Coogler.
But we made it a black movie though. Like the way we showed up to it, like it was a movie about Africa and shit. Like we adopted that shit.
Niggas was out there.
Niggas was like, no, nigga, this is our shit. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. The power of that.
Put your kente cloth on, nigga.
Not as number one, but you can put that up.
You can't fuck up Atlanta. This Wakanda.
We showed our ass on that movie, man. That's the first time I seen niggas like I did not think would be dressing up to go to see a movie.
Niggas was out there.
Was wearing dashikis.
So, yeah, shit. I was like, boy, we all niggas was at in the 90s.
Oh, you black today.
In the 2000s and
shit, man.
In the 2000s, we talking about
the 21st century.
Well, in the 2000s, remember, it was that wave when it was like the Wood. The Best Man.
Was that 2000 or was it 90s?
Loving Basketball. That was like 99, 2000. Okay, 2001. Yeah. The Best Man, Loving Basketball. Next Friday.
Yeah, Love Jones.
Like,
all
we
that
was
shit
hitting it. Ooh, we had all kind of movies. Two could play that game. Remember, it was like Morris Chestnut in every fucking movie, nigga.
I know, I hated all of them.
Yeah. Lawrence Chestnut and Tay Diggs. Every fucking movie that came out in 99, 2000.
Yeah, we was killing shit so bad. They put, didn't they put Tyrese? Oh, no. What's the nigga? They put him in a Shakespeare movie about Romeo and Juliet or something.
Oh, you talking about
Mekhi Phifer. Yeah.
They shot that in my hometown. Yeah, they shot that in Charleston.
Othello. That nigga was Othello.
Summerville High was the high school they shot that shit at.
Yeah, Mekhi Phifer. Niggas was getting money back then, boy.
Hustle and Flow was big.
Man, I was here. The boy said, West Coast got the N.W.A. movie, New York got the Biggie movie, the South got Terrence Howard and the Durag. I was like,
Hey, Mike.
Hey, man.
I'm here to see Skinny, man.
Yeah, I said, hey, Mike. Well, hey, Mike.
Remember me and Skinny used to freestyle in the bathroom, man.
Mike, he whooped that nigga. He whooped Ludacris ass in that bathroom.
Tupac movie was horrible.
So
it's horrible. Like the... But cinematography.
I'm happy it came out. I'm happy they made a Tupac. At least they made one. It was trash, but at least they made one.
That shit was trash.
Bro.
See that shit.
It was like a commercial. Like when I think about it, it's just like a little quick commercial. The whole movie was a trailer.
N.W.A. was dope.
N.W.A. was hard. N.W.A. was hard, nigga. Biggie was hard. Biggie was a good movie.
Biggie was pretty good. Yeah, that was good too.
Yeah, that Tupac movie.
That Tupac movie. And I'm the biggest Tupac fan in the world.
That shit was kind of
That shit pissed me the fuck off.
I think that shit was shot by the same niggas who shot Superfly.
I think that. Tell you the truth. That's what it. Yeah, Superfly. Just burn all copies of that. Burn every single copy of Superfly.
Facts,
bro. Please, like, delete it off of any streaming service, because that just took us back 20 years.
That shit should have been a YouTube movie.
Why would you have a nigga with fake dreads, with all these niggas running around with real dreads? You put this nigga with fake dreads and fake tattoos, the one nigga in the beginning. That shit was like...
That was like the Bootleg Man movie.
I was like, what the fuck?
You only get that from the
and
Bootleg
the nigga,
Man.
And it was like, wow, you do a movie in Atlanta about Atlanta people, but like a lot of Atlanta niggas ain't in it. Like, come on.
I've seen so many movies like that from the Bootleg Man. I used to be like, damn, like, I've never known this movie was being made.
That shit was like a cut scene from a video. That whole movie was like a cut scene.
Hell yeah.
I'll just wait for the beat to drop.
Yeah,
this nigga
the director's cut got the song in the front, 2 minutes of the song in the front, 2 minutes of the
like
song.
The marketing of that shit was way bigger than the movie. And I was like,
super fly. That nigga had that dumbass haircut.
Some shit you just don't do, bro. Don't apply right now, okay?
This nigga had the perm press.
Nah, man.
I was like, yo, this
It make me mad if you think about it. Like, that haircut make me mad, man.
But we still support you because you're black.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, y'all already made the movie, so fuck it. But god damn.
Yeah,
Snow Patrol, for real? Okay.
These all niggas all white.
That's what we doing? Okay.
Niggas running around this bitch in all
white.
White
bubble coats. in Atlanta. Yeah,
in
right. That makes sense.
Like, y'all niggas got, yeah, I got cool. It.
Thanks for making that movie, though.
That's a good job, Flynn.
Niggas got their bread. And that's a good look for anybody, but the movie.
That shit was so fucking hilarious, boom, though. Boom, that shit was a good comedy, man. That shit was a comedy, right?
I laughed through the whole thing.
Yeah, that shit.
I was intrigued. Like, trying
there's
to
a bunch
out.
Of funny parts in that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Shit, man. Gang it's of cool, funny man. Parts. We'll get some good movies, man. Hopefully, man, they do the Outcast movie. I'm looking forward to
it. I want them to do Juice again, man.
Juice? Redo
that'll
Juice?
That'll be hard.
I want
them
to redo Juice, man.
As long as it's not the same exact movie.
I mean,
I say fresh.
Yeah, like I feel like a fresh take of Juice.
Yeah,
like a fresh take of Juice.
Yeah, fresh, that's my most favorite movie in the world right there. That's like the top two for me. But you mean like a fresh take on, like what do you mean?
They don't do like Pet Cemetery and then the new Pet Cemetery.
Not like don't make it in the 90s. Don't make it like in the time frame, but make it 2020.
Yeah, but don't make it the exact same story, bro. Like that's what, like that. Like you might as well just leave that. Like if you ain't going, like... I feel like that only works if you come out with a story that's similar to that, but it's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it really works. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like,
it's a totally different movie.
Yeah, totally different movie.
But the same kind of group of guys. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had this idea about Menace to Society because the little light skinned kid, they was moving to Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
When, you know what I'm saying? When Kane got shot and shit. So I was like, yo. By this time, like, he's grown. He's like,
grown,
you know what I'm saying? He's like 20-something, but you out down in Atlanta. And now, you know what I'm saying? You, it's like a menace to society, too. But now, you know, you this guy, because you was around us. Yeah. And, you know what I mean? And now you turned up.
And you talking about him like he talked about, you know, the old head taught him shit.
Yeah, for sure. Like his pops.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. Why you giving the Juice away, though?
Well, remember where you heard it first.
Yeah, man. Y'all want to write that and give us credit, man? Shout out to that. If not, we're going to have this damn podcast post-dated, so we'll come get our money.
A lot of movies.
It's a fact. That shit will be fire.
No, nah, that shit will, man. Would be hard, that shit would be. Man, they redoing. They doing a new Scarface.
Yeah, like.
I forgot who the fuck is. Who the fuck is. Is it Michael B. Jordan?
No, this is some bullshit like that. Like,
what?
Come on, all right.
Yo, okay, listen, America.
On, yeah.
Support
you
listen,
you're black.
America.
That's
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan can't be everybody. They want Michael B. Jordan to be every fucking body. They want the nigga to be Batman. They want the nigga to be Spider-Man. They want the nigga to be a Muhammad Ali. They want the nigga to be Mike Tyson. Like, he can't be everybody,
Mama
y'all.
Free, son. Everybody.
He can't be everybody, goddammit. Shit.
My tagline. I support you because you're black.
I support you because you're black, but God.
Jamie Foxx.
Not enough y'all got, what's your boy name who played Black Panther?
Chadwick Boseman.
He play every damn body. Yeah. Every historic black person that come out.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson.
He going to be him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Thurgood Marshall.
That nigga from damn Andrews.
He from Andrews.
He
from somewhere
else. Anderson. He from Anderson, South Carolina.
Yeah, great actor, though.
He from Anderson.
I like all them guys.
Shout out
they can't
to
play
Boseman.
Everybody, man. They can't play everybody.
Yeah, man. I'm a fucking
damn.
Hollywood. So, it's more black people Hollywood.
Michael B. Jordan as Scarface. What would that
stop.
Look like?
Stop.
Nah, man.
Stop. I don't even want to.
I mean, Al Pacino played a Cuban dude.
No. So what? He going to play a Dominican?
Back then, we didn't know.
Yeah, back then, we thought Al Pacino was fucking Cuban.
That's how we seen him in Godfather.
Yeah, it was like, hold the fuck up. Wait a minute. This nigga ain't Cuban.
He's a good actor.
Got him.
This guy's good.
Bam, 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 bam.
Yo, now he's Italian. Oh, shit.
I'm trying to tell you, man. So Michael B. Jordan might get away, man. I think he's going to play a Nigerian
scammer. I
want to
see. That wouldn't even work. That wouldn't even work. That wouldn't even work. Hell no, Nigerian scammer. Black, please have your credit card number. Your social security number.
Scarface.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, okay.
Say hello.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. It's going to be crazy. I mean, I heard Leonardo DiCaprio at one point in time.
Nope.
I was like, man, y'all man tripping.
Why don't you just
man.
Give it to one of our Latino brothers and let them take it away? I need somebody with a heavy accent, man. I don't need nobody fucking up the accent, man.
Give it to Benicio.
Man. I need a nigga.
Yeah, hey, somebody like that. Benicio.
Hell yeah. Yeah, gonna give it to Benny. Who is that? Who played Escobar? Pablo Escobar. Who played Pablo Escobar in Narcos?
Oh, I don't know. Give it to that dude.
Cause he wouldn't be like fat like Pablo. He'd probably lose some weight and get in shit. You know what I'm saying?
I seen him in some other movies.
Give it to my guy. Whatever his name is, give it to my guy.
Yeah, that's my show right there. Narcos, man. Narcos.
You know what I'm saying? Give it to Pitbull. Shout out Pitbull. Let Pitbull do.
Nah, man. Don't get that. Get that nigga no agriculture. I hate when they do that. Like, remember when they tried to put Beyonce on us as the next superstar? I was like, no.
What they tried to do?
When they was giving her all those acting roles and shit? Like, nah, please. Like, Dream Girls and shit? Like, nah.
They tried to force Beyonce on niggas. Niggas was not taking it.
You know what was the worst shit that pissed me off so bad in life? Fucking the game on Belly Part 2. That wasn't Belly.
Who
gave the okay for this?
Listen,
that shit was stomach.
I was like the biggest fan. I was the biggest fan of the first Belly. This Belly, I don't even remember like one scene from it. I just remember the fucking cover. That's all
Belly
I remember.
Belly Part 2, stomach. No, yeah, Belly. Starting the game.
Tummy.
Yeah, tummy.
I was so excited when I said, oh shit, they got Belly 2? Oh shit. Nigga,
disappointment.
I was like,
bro.
Wait a minute.
I was like, who made this? I had to look at the back of the cover. Like, this ain't what they said.
This ain't Belly 2 though. But this ain't Belly 2. So it's just like,
wasn't no damn.
Is it another Belly that we don't know about?
What about How High 2, man? Did you like that, man?
The same reaction.
Which one you said?
How High 2.
Oh man.
Same reaction.
That's what I'm saying. Like some stuff you just don't. You can't give it the same name. It should have just been a different movie.
Yeah,
it should have just called it something else.
And it would have been. It would have probably been.
I would have accepted it. Yeah, but when you calling it something that's like such an impact on culture, you can't name it the same shit. You just got to call it a different movie, man. Don't try to capitalize off something somebody else did. And you making a totally different movie.
Tales from the Hood 2.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so it only works if it's about the same shit, but like makes sense to go with it. But like, just.
Have you seen that?
What?
Tales from the Hood.
Yeah, man. I seen
Tales
that.
From the Hood. Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I couldn't make it through the whole thing, man.
Me either.
I was like, this ain't even Tales from the Hood. What the fuck is this?
Nah,
this shit was horrible.
I didn't even give it a chance. How High 2, Tales from the Hood. I was like, I'm not even going to let y'all taint my bias towards my favorite movies.
Even though I got the hookup, too.
That's what I'm saying. Just call it something else.
Niggas got mad.
Listen, I got the hookup, too, came on 2 times. If you watch the movie, it comes on the screen, the credit, How High 2. I mean, I got the hookup, too. Then the movie started playing. Then niggas is acting. And then it come on again. I got the hookup too. Like, nigga, we know. We watching it. Y'all got 2 intros. It played for like 10 minutes all of a sudden it just restarted with a whole new beginning. Like, what happened? What happened to the editing? Y'all just gonna let that slide?
Nah, man. Shout out to P, but P be rushing his damn
P
back.
Said, I'm about to try to get to these noodles, nigga.
Man, P be rushing everything, dog. P done came out with Pancake Mix, dog, quick.
At the same time, he came out with sneakers. At the same time, he came out with noodles.
And pancake with syrup.
With syrup.
The day they got rid of they decided to get rid of Aunt Jemima he was like, I got my new own pancake.
He had his finger
mix.
On the
I
button.
I think he got some rice, too.
He got the dirty rice. Yeah. Shout out P, man. I don't know if it's good.
Black.
I support him, too.
I support that, especially if he's in the food game.
Come on, some organic shit, P.
I like P, man.
That shit got like 1,000 calories per cup of rice.
I think he's smart, but I don't like...
He be rushing.
I just think he got bad taste.
He be rushing,
and like,
he's the ultimate hustler.
Like, when you look at how shit look, like, they sneakers line, like, you got enough
that
money to
be
put
drop
out
shipping
a
on
whole
the
new sneaker. Them shits look like lugs with spinners on them and
dog,
shit.
Dog, cuz is drop shipping, dog. That's all he did, dog. He ordered a whole bunch of...
Them nigga sneakers got spinners on them, man.
Oh, man, like them lugs for real.
Leopard print. And all this leather and patent leather. And
I used to love them shit, man.
Oh, man. Straps everywhere, man. Just keep it simple, bro. Like, you should have just came to the dirt bags. We could have done it much better.
Yeah, come on, P, man. Fuck with us, P. You ain't got to be out here, man. But I support him because he's black as well.
I love Master P, man.
ain't buying no goddamn pancake mix, no Percy pancake.
Somebody gonna have to just tell me how it tastes.
I'm gonna fuck with the noodles though.
I heard the noodles is lit. I heard the noodles is good, bro. I heard the noodles. Well, we know Rap Snacks.
You know he got hand sanitizer and like bleach and soap.
Yeah, I know, bro. That nigga got tampons.
I support.
That nigga got fucking bras.
I support Rap Snacks 100%. I just can't eat them right now.
Nigga got socks.
Nigga on the diet, but he got the new slutty vegan joints. I would suggest those. Them shit's like 200 calories. The whole bag. The slutty vegan Rap Snacks.
Really? Hell yeah. Check them out.
Yes, sir. Get them shit. What them good. Any corner store.
I ain't seen them, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a slutty vegan.
Slutty vegan Rap Snacks. It's like some kind of barbecue flavor.
Nah, I fuck with slutty vegan, man.
Shit's good as fuck, bro. And I never had mad it. Mad low calorie. You know, a regular bag of chips is like 450 calories or something. This bag is 250 calories.
You know niggas on their workout
good
shit.
Good money. Go get your shit,
200 calories.
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Flames like, shit, I'll take three bags.
I support him because he's black.
That motherfucker, man. Shit, nah, man. I support it, man. But, yeah. Hey, man, don't mean I ain't going to be like, hey, man, come on, man. You ain't gotta try to damn sell me a tarnished product for full price, dog. Come on. like that. That's the only thing I be getting pissed off. I'm like, damn, nigga, like you go give me a half-ass product.
Oh yeah,
they expect
me
to pay full price, and then exactly. I go to my man down the street. The Migo down the street, you pay him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he be like, oh man, you ain't shopping black business. It's not like I don't want to.
It's like you overpricing yourself, my dog. Like I know where you're trying to get with your price point, but like, if you selling me a $2 t-shirt that you did at your crib with an iron for trying to get me to buy it for $50, bro, like, that's not going
to
happen.
That's what happened. The nigga was like, yo, I got a clothing line. I was like, all right, look, I'll buy a shirt or whatever. He's like, all right, $150. I was like, nigga.
Is that the only one you ever made?
I was like, nigga, did you, like, hand stitch this shit? Or was like, this? He's like, oh, no, it's just, you know, like, the designs and shit I get from. I'm like, nigga, nah. For a shirt? He's like, nah. He's like, it's that way because I want people to, you know, already know the exclusivity of it. I was like, I understand, my brother.
That ain't going to
do it, nigga.
I was like, that's when you give, since it only costs you $20 to make that shirt, you give a whole bunch of people you know going to be in a whole bunch of big-time rooms couple free shirts and be like, yo, what are you, you know what I'm saying?
But shoot for the stars, but like, think about, shoot for the stars, but think about your customers too. Like, at the same time, you got to make it a reasonable price so we can support that.
That's like them big baller brand shoes. Everybody's like, man, you hating if you don't buy them shit. Nah, I'm just being logical.
I'm not about to spend.
I just don't want them.
Yeah, that's like spending $100. It's like you spending new tire prices on the old tire, nigga. Like, you know them shit's going to blow out eventually.
Yeah, $900 for a sneaker?
Even like, Lonzo said them shits blew out on him. He said he couldn't wear them shits no more. So why would I? Why would I spend my hard-earned money? I ain't no basketball player, nigga.
Yeah, $900 for a
sneaker. I can't afford no sneaker to blow out on me while I'm at the club. Whole side of my foot hanging out that motherfucker. I gotta go.
Your ass, boy.
That shit look like a tie on a highway.
Yeah, niggas can see my socks through the side of my shoe.
You gotta try to sneak out of that somehow.
Somehow, you got to slide out there, motherfucker. Slide. You got to slide that foot, nigga. Slide.
If you get caught, you gotta run.
Nigga try to heel toe, dog. Whole shoe explode.
Boom. What the fuck was that? Niggas got a gunshot. Niggas gonna hit the floor and shit. Your foot hanging out the side of your shit like Zion
like
Williams.
A tongue.
Your shit hanging out the side like Zion Williams.
Swole as fuck, dog.
Swole. Ankle sticking out.
Roach your ass.
See your whole sock. Toe sticking out and everything.
Roll through the sock.
Nah, man, that's a bad look.
Man, I'm good, bro.
I just need a quality product, bro.
Yeah, man, you give me some quality shit, man. But I'll share your shit. And if other motherfuckers want to fuck with it, they surely can. But shit,
support them.
I'll support it, man. Especially if you give me some free shit so I can wear and stun in that bitch. I'm gonna always wear it. I love free shit. I always wear free shit. So donate it to at highclassdirtbagspodcast@gmail.com. More than welcome to hit us up.
Don't forget, we support you because you're black.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
All black businesses.
Yes. Hey, man, that's one thing I have been doing, though, lately, man. I've been just buying local. Like, I don't even do no chains, man. Like, I think I'm going to try to do that for the rest of the year, man. No big chain shit, just, like, only local shit, man, unless it comes to, like, Amazon or some shit like that.
If I can, I will support a black business. Like, if I can, I will. But, you know, we don't necessarily know when we go in the store who own what, and that's a lot of black owned products in store. So you got to take to the internet and order shit. Yeah,
you
so
research shit.
Yeah, you got to go the extra mile to support a black business. But like, that's the only way we're going to get them businesses in the store is if we all support them. Like, you know, it's black owned toothbrush companies, toothpaste, deodorant, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, all kind of shit. You just got to do your research and find them. You know what I mean?
And speaking of which, the black delegation of America will be giving out black power stickers to all black business owners. That way, next time a riot or looting occurs, you will be
That's pretty smart.
Possibly exempt.
Possibly. No, for real. No, it's still some knuckle. Don't give a fuck.
Like, nigga, the sticker.
Like, or it'd be just like the white lady who did that shit to Wendy's, so.
Oh, yeah. But apparently, I read something the other
day.
So they know who the chick is. I don't want to say her name. Her name is, it's public information, but I don't want to say it on the podcast because I don't want any kind of repercussions of that. But Mr. Brooks was apparently saying her name throughout the 40-something minute interaction with the cops. The same chick that they looking for is the same name that Rashad Brooks was saying. Yeah.
Was that his wife then?
They don't know. But it's the same name.
Oh, they got the same name.
They got the same name.
But they
don't
know if
it's
the same woman.
Yeah.
Damn.
I haven't heard that.
It's
that
deep
sounds
now,
a little crazy.
Like, it's deep now, nigga.
I gotta do my research on that one.
I mean, it would make sense. Yeah. It would make sense to me because she would probably be mad that, you know, what happened, and she
talking about that was his girlfriend because he had, you know, I know he had something, like, I know he had kids or whatever. But what they were saying is that may possibly have been his girlfriend.
Oh, because he had a wife.
And she's out there like.
My bad. I'm looking at this shit now. Okay, yeah, he had a wife.
I don't know.
And that ain't the white lady.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that she would come after.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but.
And she was just arrested for shoplifting, like, before.
I mean, hey, man. If you're.
Yeah, I don't know.
If your significant other got killed at the Wendy's when you told him to go get some chicken nuggets for you, you probably burn that bitch down, too.
True.
Like
y'all told on this nigga because he was sleep. Well, he was sleeping the drive through, but what happened shouldn't have happened.
Man. Nah, man.
Fuck all that shit.
Nah, of course not, dog. Of course not. But I can understand why motherfuckers would want. You know, if they was connected in that way, I can understand why she would burn that motherfucker down.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, fuck that. Like, shit, we living in a wonderful time, dog. It's the greatest time ever to be black, dog. Like, this is, like the greatest, dog. Like, the greatest.
Is it?
Like,
I would say
today.
The greatest
like,
time.
Like, shit, dog.
History.
Like, nah, probably not. But, I mean, shit. Like, as far as hope. Like, because I feel like there's way more hope than there was.
It's just a lot of apologizing going on right now.
And acknowledging.
Nah, it's a lot of acknowledging, apologizing, and a lot of symbolism.
A lot of pandering
cool,
going on,
but
yes.
I want to see some action. Like, symbols is cool. Like, painting streets and wearing T-shirts and saying slogans every fucking day and doing commercials, that's cool. And people coming out and saying they support it, that's cool.
Statues
then,
coming down, these racist motherfuckers. Dog, you know, do you realize that we've been.
Yeah, you're right. Flags is coming down, the Confederate flags.
Do you realize we have been so immune to racism, like, that we don't even, like, we pass by these monuments every day and it's like, I don't see the problem.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Because you don't know. You don't even see it. Or you're so used to it.
Because you're so used to it, bro.
Yeah, especially these Confederate flags.
So now that
they
finally taking them down, we're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that do make sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that is the only right thing to do.
Like, shit, you don't got to see these motherfuckers. You don't got to see Nazi symbols every time
you walk
past.
No, I think the next thing we should do, the next thing they got to do is change the history books to reflect what really happened. Or, what you think? Okay, tell me this. If we get reparations, do that mean we don't talk about slavery no more?
Hell no, we said, nah, they talking about
negotiation. We ain't negotiating shit. Just give us our shit.
We can't bring it up no more if we get reparations.
We can promise we'll stay out, we going to go over here.
Man, I want. Hey, man.
Gave you reparations, though. Shut up about it. That's just what they gonna say.
Give it to me, man.
Nah, bitch.
Nah, I ain't talking. Hell nah. That's not how it works.
No, I think they should change the history, though. Like, to tell more of our story. Like, let's talk more about other people, as opposed to just the civil rights movement. Let's talk about, like,
I want
to
hear about Mansa Musa.
I want to, Musa, Hannibal. Don't make Hannibal a fucking villain. Don't make
so
all
horrible.
The conquerors
that shit
that we
is so
had.
Horrible that they can't really tell kids those stuff fucking stories because they're so fucking horrible. And
Nat Turner.
So fucking
let's
wrong.
Talk about, let's stop talking about like, the same motherfucker
shit.
So much.
They put a spin on the Indian shit or the Native American
let's
shit.
Talk about
they better,
that. Yeah, let's they stop shit. Celebrating Christopher Columbus. Let's do that. Columbus Day is over with.
Yeah, man. You know
what I'm saying? We need to do all that shit. Man.
We acknowledge as Wallace.
You know what I'm saying? We need to do all that shit. George Washington. Washington birthday, all that, man. Fuck him and all that shit, man.
Fuck them motherfuckers, man. We living it, man. What about Obama Day? You know what I'm saying? Give us a shit. Them boy talking about
did shit, but
in South Carolina, they trying to make June Black Lives Matter month. So which would probably give us 2 months.
Black Lives Matter month. I don't want a fucking month, man.
I don't want a month either. But I mean, I think it's.
Then what we gonna do in February?
We got we got 2 months now.
We done did it. Why don't we put them back to back or something?
Spread them
next,
out.
Next Black History Month, I'm gonna.
Nah,
do
you
this.
Know why? You know why they doing that? Because they want Black people to kick off summertime, dog. They know.
Nah, they just thinking about. They breaking it down as a cycle. Like they gonna spend money in fall, and then they gonna turn around and spend money in the summer again.
We gotta let these niggas kick summer off.
All this Black History merchandise.
How crazy it is to think that. Damn, can we just get another month? Like, how crazy is no? Why can't we fucking have the whole fucking like? Why do we have to? Pay
nah, but
for
they
some
giving
shit like reparations.
They
get, like
they
that,
giving
like.
Us everything except anti police brutality, bro. They're like, hey man, the cops are killing. We're like, you know, I saw this meme. Hey man, the cops are killing us. How about blacks? You know, Black Lives Matter for Starbucks. Da 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 this then this. It's like, okay, cool. We're gonna get rid of the Confederacy monuments. We're gonna do this. But the cops are still killing us.
Yeah.
Like, that's all fine and fucking dandy, man. But we still getting out here getting killed by these motherfucking cops, man.
Exactly.
Like, on some real shit.
All that shit is just to, like, calm down.
Calm down, pander. Like, you can pander all the fuck you want to. But just know, until we stop getting killed by these motherfucking cops, this shit ain't gonna stop. And that's motherfucking word to your mama.
Mama's mama.
Hey.
Baby mama's mama.
Nah, man. But this nigga Mike Tyson is training now. So I wanted to talk about that before we go. This nigga is fucking yoked the fuck up. The nigga just dropped his fucking training video, dog.
Yeah, I seen him beating the fuck out of his trainer. Yeah. Shit, I feel sorry for them. Them niggas, you see they face the whole time he swinging. They look like they about to get hit by a car every blow.
Yeah, like,
I would definitely never in life try Mike Tyson.
You wouldn't get in the ring with Mike Tyson even right now?
Nope. Hey, that's a no for me now.
What?
Nope. That's a no for me, dog.
What? Nope. For $50 million?
Nope. Listen, if me and Mike Tyson got in a fight and he swung and missed, I'm still going to act like I got knocked out.
Yep, it was a fact.
I'm still going to act like I got knocked out.
I didn't even hit you.
Yes, you did, nigga. I'm out, nigga. I'm out. Stiff and all that shit. My leg gonna be stiff like I got a UFC.
Like
pump.
Mike Tyson hit a person our size. Like your head might come off of your body.
Mike Tyson only 5'8".
It might not come off, but it might spin around. Like your head just might spin or he'd just punch your jaw clean off your face.
Yeah, like something's gonna come off.
Your jaw gonna be on the front lawn.
Your ear might come off. Like
yeah, something flying off. Your nose, something. Your lips gonna be off your face. Something
like full bare knuckle punch.
He breaking every bone. He breaking every bone in your face, bro.
You probably gonna die, though.
You know Mortal Kombat when they show the punch with the X-ray.
Didn't Mike Tyson whoop a nigga ass in a gas station years ago? Like, I think it was a boxer that was talking shit to this nigga.
Oh, he was in a...
And he whooped that nigga ass in like a 7-Eleven or some
shit. Nah, he was in like a place to get clothes from or something. Dapper Dan.
That shit was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was back in the 80s.
That was a nigga fight Mitch Green. And then with Raekwon and him and Mitch Green shot the fed one by the water fountain.
Yeah, Mike Tyson whooped his ass.
Yeah, he fucked him up.
Really?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, shout out Mike Tyson, man. That motherfucker still.
Shout out the greatest. KO, Mike Tyson.
KO champion, man.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, man. It's been a weird fucking time, but it's been all right, man.
It's been a lot of shit going on. I mean, every day is something new, so.
Yeah, man. It's just. Niggas. Oh, man. Football might start back up. I doubt it. Damn.
I hope so, but I still hope them brothers stay safe. And yeah, that's a fact. They still stand up for themselves and what they believe in, man. I could care less if they don't play. If everybody decide to, like, sit the whole season out in any sport, like, to protest what's going on, I support that too. I love sports to death, but I love my niggas.
Yeah, I'd rather do without it. Say, fuck it, man. Be safe. Trump about to fucking drop another stimulus package.
He is?
Yeah.
So we ain't going back to work?
I don't know.
Damn, what does that mean?
Like, he knows something we don't know.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's what it sound like to me.
That's what all this shit sounded like.
It sounded like a setup. Like, it sounded like the quiet, like the calm before the storm. You know, like, we seeing little droplets. Like, you know how it's about to rain. And it's like, you're like, oh, I can tell it's about to rain right now. That's what's going on right now. But listen, not even that, but like all the little pockets of cities that's popping up with, oh, it's coronavirus is going. Now you remember it, for a while, weren't no celebrities catching it. Weren't no athletes getting it. Now these motherfuckers are back getting it. So now what?
Because they got to make people. They got to make people.
They got to remind. Yeah, they got to remind you.
They even at the beginning when.
Oh, D.L. Hughley passed out. They had to put that on film, bro. Yeah. They had to show us that.
That's like the
so black people.
That's like the first week. We was like, oh, nigga, ain't up old people. Then the next week, it was like, nah, shit, nigga, 20-something get it too. Then he's like, nigga, fuck that. They ain't up white people. Then it's like, nah,
black people get it a little more.
Yeah. Then he's like, fuck. So, you know, they do that shit.
It's about to spin the block for the good. They, see, they want us to sit down for the year. They want us to sit. I believe they want us to stay home
because they're doing something.
They doing something, and they want people to sit down, don't move around so much. Let us do what we're doing. Look at the right hand. Look at the right hand while the left hand is behind here doing some crazy shit.
Away this free money. Whenever, dog, as the United States gave away this much free money, dog. Never. Just like, yo, we going to give it. I'm talking about giving away money. Racks on racks on racks on racks on racks. They're just giving
but
this shit away.
They ain't giving away shit at the end of the day. You giving somebody $1,000 to pay their bills? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm saying even with like unemployment and business loans and all that, like people are really fucking getting money right now. And it's why? Yeah. Like my whole thing is why? Why?
Yeah, they doing
like,
something.
If that's like, you know what I'm saying?
We'll find out. We'll find out about November. Yeah. Right before Christmas, we going to find some shit out.
Yeah.
Before Christmas slash before January type shit. You know what I mean? We'll find out.
Nah, it's definitely about to go down, bro. That's why I'm cool, man.
So everybody just stay safe, you know? Yeah, stay dangerous.
Stay safe. Yeah.
Stay dangerous
and support whoever black.
Stay safe.
Yeah, I don't know. Candace Owens?
Well.
Cuntus Owens?
I can't support. These niggas that supported Candace Owens. I don't know about that, dog. I can't do that.
Yeah. She need to get kicked.
Well, we already traded her away.
She need to get kicked in her fucking head.
She traded away.
And what's so crazy is apparently the NCAA or NCAACP or whatever.
The NCAACP.
You know what I'm saying? Came to her defense when some white dudes in her hometown was talking about kill this nigga type shit. They had a press conference with her and shit back in the day. So it's not like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this, Candace Owens? It makes no sense, but nah. I support everybody black.
Who fuck with me?
Right shit. Who wants the positive shit? You can't support everybody.
God damn it, you nigga. I support you because you're black. Fuck it.
You support Candace Owens, man?
No.
Oh, okay.
We traded her away for, what's the man, Michael Rappaport a long time ago.
Oh, man, I don't know.
So I support him because he's black.
He Irish, man, but I guess he didn't get traded to the delegation, man. The did not trade for Michael Rappaport.
What about the comedian? What's his name? Nigga, the white nigga. Shit.
Who that?
The white comedian. What's his name?
The white
Gary Owen. Nigga, we traded him for Candace Owens.
He been black.
He supports you because you black.
About to say, he like a 20-year vet, bro.
Yeah, he's been black. Candace Owens.
He was on comedy for me, dog. Any white dude that was on...
I take Andrew Schultz. I take Andrew Schultz. He can come on. He can come on to the black
side. Take him.
I don't know if he want to, but hey, bro.
Yeah,
invitation's
he's
open.
He's a little on the racist side as well.
He keep it 100, though. I fuck with him based off of that. Based off that. Yeah, I'm a white guy.
You might not like, but I fuck with you, though.
Nah, I saw that motherfucker live, man. He probably one of the funniest motherfuckers ever.
That's the fact. Gotta be honest.
Yeah, man. That's what you need in these times, man. Well, it's been a great show, man. Bless up to everybody, man. Everybody be safe out here, man.
Yeah, man. Be safe, man. Wear your mask on. Mask on.
Mask on.
Mask on.
Now is the time.
Mask off.
You know what I mean? Or no.
Mask on.
Mask on or no. Keep your ass in the house. One of the two.
I suppose if you're black, unless you're Candace Owens or Don Lemon.
You don't fuck with Don Lemon.
You don't fuck with Don Lemon?
You don't fuck with Don Lemon?
You don't fuck with Don Lemon?
The police chief who was talking that bullshit, that black dude from Minnesota, wherever he from.
What'd he say?
Oh, that with the cowboy hat?
Yeah, him.
He was a black dude?
Yeah.
Oh, he's talking some bullshit.
You don't like Don Lemon, man?
Nah, man.
I don't know. I don't watch him enough to understand him.
So. Yeah, I don't watch him enough to not like him, because every time I see him talking, he be kind of representing for us, or like trying to prove like he on our side at least, I think.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll try to support you.
I don't know. You know, that's not too. Yeah.
Nah, man. I mean, you know, there's a couple motherfuckers. That, Herschel Walker, I don't fuck with you.
Herschel Walker?
That motherfucker talking about, man, we need to stop all the rioting and shit like that and protesting. And respect
shut up, Herschel Walker.
Man, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up. Sit your coon ass in the corner, man. Sit your coon ass in the motherfucking corner.
You can't
and run that goddamn football.
Herschel Walker fight you. MMA now. He will fuck you up.
Yeah. Well, motherfuckers love Herschel Walker, so he can't. He don't understand.
Yeah, he might fuck me up. But guess what? Fuck that nigga, dog. Like, yeah, you heard it.
Herschel Walker legs bigger than you, man.
Yeah, definitely, dog. Shit, dog. I hit that nigga with a weapon. Like, you do not fight a
that's
nigga
what
that
bullets
size.
Is for.
Yeah, yeah, no. Shit, I ain't fight that nigga. You crazy.
Hell no.
Shit, you got to jig that nigga, dog. Like, nah. Shout out to everybody that's been following and supporting the podcast, though, man. Thank you for everything, man. Thank you for your continued support, man.
Yeah,
man. We recently hit a milestone. We hit over 1,500 motherfucking downloads. Yeah.
Support us because we're black.
Just because we're black.
So that's nice, man. Thank you, man. Bless up, man. It was all a dream just a week ago.
Yeah.
Still kind of a dream, but
and
maybe.
I used to reword our magazine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Let my tape pop till my tape rock till my tape pop.
Yep.
Yeah. Sure it's another one.
Sure did.
Yep. As always, it's your boy Olansky, one eye in person, two eyes on Instagram. Yeah.
Yep, it's your boy JR, you know, J._ACDB on IG. Follow me, follow High Class Dirtbags. Woo.
And you know who it is, your boy Flames P. Flames P36 on IG. Fuck with me. I don't fuck with me at all, dog.
Another one.
Bam, 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 bam. And I actually have two eyes in person. I got to keep on. I got to remind myself not to word it that way. I'm not blind. I have two eyes. Olansky, two eyes in person, three eyes on Instagram.